A shore fishery lease basically gives a set net fisherman the right to fish from a certain spot of state-owned tidelands. The leasing program is run by the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. Ryan Hickel is the program manager. He says a site that is staked with a subsequent application could be leased out by next year, 2014.
These are all leases for the following summer, because we have to go through a public notice process, and also because the application period is open until October 15th. So if someone applied, we have to wait till the application period closes to see if there are competing applications.
A shore fishery lease does not mean that a fisherman has a property right. Rather, a lease is a limited exclusive interest or first priority right to use a site. However, a lease only allows other fishermen to be excluded from a site only when the lessee is physically present and fishing. Hickel observed that now is the time to start the process if you don't have a lease for your set net site.
If someone is fishing a stretch of beach that they like, they can, you know, they can fish it for June or July, and then they can stake it in August and submit an application to us after that. It's a good time to suss out if someone wants a lease in a particular location.
The state shore fishery leasing program was created in 1964 as a way to resolve user conflicts. The advent of the limited entry system in the mid-1970s resulted in just 2,200 set net permits across the entire state. DNR currently has 1,081 active leases, which means that many set netters don't have a lease. Hickel confirms that Bristol Bay features the largest concentration of both SetNet permits and SetNet leases. However, he says there are still SetNet sites available for lease.
But there's not a lot of room left close to Dillingham or in Quijack Bay or north and south of the mouth of the Naknek River. There's also not a ton of room north bank of the Egigic River, but there's some room even in those places. There are still some openings where people haven't actually been issued a shore fishery lease. Further afield out in Togiak, Manicotak, or even further south along Dillingham Bay or out south along Quijack Bay, there's areas that are open for fishing, and no one's put a shore fishery lease down on them. So yeah, and if people have any more questions about exactly where leases are and are not, they're more than welcome to give me a call or give any of my shore fish staff a call anytime. They can also go online themselves through our Alaska Mapper GIS website. They can actually find and see, you know, visibly where these shore fishery leases are currently at.
One of the biggest changes to the SetNet fishery in Bristol Bay is the Board of Fisheries' decision back in December to do away with the SetNet permit stacking system that allowed one person to own and fish two SetNet permits. Hickel says the leasing regulations are tied to fish and game regulations, which means that now a Bristol Bay SetNetter can only have one lease. The way the system works is that you must first stake a SetNet site before applying for a shore fishery lease. To stake a site, you need to place the stake at the net anchor point. That stake must be at least 3 feet above the ground and must support a sign showing the applicant's name, mailing address, limited entry permit number, and the staking date. Once a shore fishery lease is given, it's good for 10 years. There are some costs associated with getting and maintaining a shore fishery lease, and as Hickel confirms, a lease can only be given to a SetNet permit holder. Once again, both the staking and application periods for a new shore fishery lease is currently open through October the 15th. Information about the state's shore fishery leasing program can be found on the website of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. You can also call the shore fishery staff. Their number is 269-8132. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.